Sonoma County PhD number one has just concluded a 30-minute executive session that pertained to union contract negotiation with Salmon Island EMS's paramedics. Now that this is concluded, are there any actionable items that the board would like to bring forward pursuant to this executive session?
Yeah, I'd like to, consonant with other discussion, like to move that we modify the existing paramedic contract to eliminate paragraph 35 and to incorporate the other changes recently highlighted.
I would also like to move that we...
I'll modify it to include the expiry date of the contract of December 31st, 2021, a three-year contract.
3 years, you said?
Yeah. I will second that.
So, wait a second, we have sort of a compound motion. Are you presenting a motion here, Mark, or what?
Yeah, I am, to accept the contract with the proposed change of deleting, striking paragraph 35, incorporating the other contract language changes, and sustaining the contract term of 3 years to expire December 31st, 2021.
Very good. And you're saying that contract, this is the latest draft contract that was produced today, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good.
Chief, did the draft you printed right before the meeting for me include the elimination of 35?
No, I'll have to do that.
Okay, so don't leave after.
We'll talk after their motion.
Okay.
So basically, it's a draft contract, save getting rid of Proviso 35, correct?
If you want to have the work week time changed in the contract, we'd have to add that too, because that was not in it. So
it's there.
That part's there. The only part that would have to be changed is 35.
Okay.
So, Lisa, did I hear you correctly? You seconded the motion from Mark?
Rebecca did.
Okay. Thank you.
As we can discuss, I still would like to state for the record that I'm not comfortable with a three-year contract based on financial concerns. And that I'm proposing a two-year contract at this time.
Okay. So we have a motion for the three-year, and we'll have to vote on that. But in terms of discussion right now regarding the three-year versus any other shorter term, we have the amendability of this contract that serves both the district as well as possibly in the future Fire District 3 and certainly the paramedics, who are amenable to this duration. I think there's value in it in terms of intangibles, such as the security that's gained by the union members who have something they can count on going forward, instead of a short-term contract where they know that they're going to be back at the table negotiating, and also the tangible of the expenses associated with negotiating contracts on shorter intervals. That's not inexpensive. This time around, thanks to Chief Martin, we saved a lot in lawyer fees, but in times past, we have been in extended negotiations with the paramedics on contracts. The first one, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, was 2.5 years. So we really don't want to go to that movie with protracted negotiations. It's helpful and less expensive to everybody to have a longer-term contract. That is reasonable. 3 years seems to be the norm. And while there are other extant examples of longer contracts, I think 3 years is a sweet spot for us.
So I would add my comments now. You know, I appreciate Annalisa's concern, but I do appreciate also Chief Martin's reply to her concerns that the activity of fewer shifts on a monthly basis and less double coverage, it's not going to be expensive in the mind of Chief Martin, and to me that's sufficient. I think the flip side is, you know, one of the things we're putting up against potentially, or at least in the minds of some folks, is on-the-job fatigue, and that certainly is a step in the right direction in terms of reducing that. And lastly, if you look at the number of hours spent on duty by our paramedics versus, say, Orcas Fire and Rescue, our paramedics are working many, many more hours. Any other comments, Rebecca?
I have no comments.
Okay. Annalisa, further comments, ma'am?
No, I've stated for the record what I think is appropriate in terms of a budgetary perspective.
Okay. Dr. Mark?
Yeah, speaking to the budget issue, we can reasonably expect increasing costs going forward, but the substantial changes in this contract are not driving huge new numbers concerning the paramedic contract costs. And as we've had reason to believe from past experience with the union, with the history of overtime that has been incurred, with the changes of shift, the changes in the utilization of the employees, all that notwithstanding, I think when we're looking at the potential overtime and the potential per diem costs, that these are very manageable, and that we're not going to be taken aback or surprised by unexpected large expenses here.
And the other point that I would just add to what you just said, Mark, is that the service model is a changing one. It's a dynamic model where, looking forward, greater utilization of EMTs versus paramedics is already in the works. That will expand even more so in the years 2019 to 2021. So I think that will mitigate some of the potential additional costs. Rebecca, did I step on you there?
No, I stepped on Annalisa.
Okay, sorry, Annalisa.
No, it's okay. I just, I just don't think there's a way to anticipate. We don't see that, we're not projecting that our revenue is really going up. Our calls are going down. There's no way to anticipate, what we're going to need at this point. I mean, we've got a general idea, but the budget itself is pretty tight, and there's not much left over at the end of the year. And so I am uncomfortable with approving something for 3 years when we don't have a sense of what impact this is going to make on our budget. I'm more comfortable with 2.
Chief, would you speak to that? My understanding is that the revenue is actually increasing as we're looking at 2019. Is that correct?
Yeah. Matter of fact, so this year we're finishing on up on a good year. Our call load is higher. There are some things that if we're right in the infancy stage of getting our community paramedicine program up and going, and we've seen the impact on that, and that's going to decrease our calls there. We're also looking at being able to bill for our community paramedic system. And the other thing too that we have that we can do down the road is that if we see that this is going to be a problem, and we should be able to see it early, is that we can renegotiate our contract with open up the contract and discuss this with the paramedics. And we could also, we also have the ability to increase our billing rates. We have that. Orcas Island is higher than us, and so is, I want to say Lopez too, but I know for sure Orcas is. And then we also have our no out-of-pocket expenses for our residents here on the island. So that could be something that the commissioner, the board of the commission, if we're getting ourselves into a bind, we have that to look at as well. But I think that our 4 paramedics are very reasonable to work with. Mm-hmm. I think that they're not coming to us asking for any kind of step changes on their for their wages. They haven't come to us and asked for better health care, insurance. They haven't come to us to ask for other big things that other fire departments and paramedics are asking for. So I think we're very, very fortunate with our group that we have here, that this is this is what they're asking for. And negotiations with these guys was very, very good, very, very favorable. They came and said, this is what we want, this is what we like to see, this is what we want to do. And it felt like a very good give and take negotiation. So I think this is very good. I think we have a really good bunch of paramedics and EMTs here, and I think this contract reflects that.
There's also $38,000 in grant monies coming in between the ACH and the GEMT.
Yes, and we will be getting more GEMT money coming in by the end of this year, and then the ACH money, we should be getting more money coming in there too.
And the property tax revenue is increasing as well. So on the revenue side, we're seeing some significant increases.
And lastly, I would say that it sounds like that the sale of the old Inter-Isle Medical Center is going through. So when that payment comes in, we'll be able to substantially reduce the ongoing bond that is associated with the new EMS building. So that will reduce your costs quite a bit. Jerry,
hold on.
We lost your audio.
Can you say something?
Hi.
We got you.
Oh, you're back.
So, yeah, basically I was mentioning that it looks like that the sale of the old Inter-Isle Medical Center is going to go to fruition, and if that's the case, it certainly will reduce the bond attendant to the new San Juan Island EMS building, and then reduce your monthly, what I call mortgage payments, not really mortgage payments, in a substantial way. So that's another potential mitigating factor in terms of ongoing staffing costs looking forward.
Also, the 3 year, having to be 3 years, they've taken very little money for those 3 years. If we're renegotiating in 2 years, they might up their ante.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty good deal as far as what they're asking for over a 3 year contract. No COLA this year, and minimal the next 2 years, which I think is a plus for the financial part of the picture.
Any additional comments from the board?
Nope.
Okay, call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Got
all
one.
Those against?
You got me. I just.
Okay. Motion carries by 3-1 vote. Thank you, folks. Meeting is adjourned.